Jamaat Nasrul Islam, an umbrella group representing Muslims in Nigeria, has accused the military of indiscriminately killing of Muslims under the guise of fighting terrorism. The group specifically cited the alleged killings of 15 Fulani herdsmen in Kenya in the central Nigerian state of Nasarawa. It says, quote, "We can say without any fear of contradiction that there is a grand agenda to destabilize the Muslim Ummah in Nigeria," end quote.
In a recent report, Amnesty International has announced that 1,500 people were killed in the northeast of Nigeria between January and March 2014. The global human rights group said many killed were victims of the insurgent group Boko Haram and uncontrolled reprisals by Nigeria's security forces.
A situation where the military does not observe the rule of engagement, where it tends to contravene all the clauses and provisions of the Geneva Convention in its confrontation with the insurgents, leaves it wide open for accusations of genocide.
JNI's accusation prompted a swift and strongly worded denial from top brass. Nigeria's Defense Ministry, in a statement, denied targeting any faith or ethnic group. The statement says, quote, "The military will continue to be driven by patriotism and commitment to the cause of the nation and its law-abiding citizens," end quote. Most parts of northern Nigeria have been engulfed in one or other form of crisis, resulting in death and destruction. The violence, which has claimed thousands of lives since 1992, has been attributed to disputes over grazing rights. Both ethnicity and religion have also been blamed. Benjamin Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.